Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson, Charles Solomon, and Peter Rayner. We begin with Alita: Battle Angel, directed by Robert Rodriguez and starring Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, and Mahershala Ali. Peter?
I thought this was sort of overstuffed and overlong, but entertaining. I think it has some good motion capture performance work, and I'm not necessarily looking forward to the sequel, but I think it's pretty good for what it is.
Amy?
I'm looking forward to the sequel a bit more because I thought the romance element in this was strong, but this is basically like a gigantic movie about nerd's dream girlfriend. She's hot, she's got a tough body, she'll beat up anybody who messes with you, and she loves you beyond measure. So there's a bit of eye rolling, but I liked it.
Charles?
I did more eye rolling and found this kind of overblown and, as Peter said, overstuffed and just unoriginal. I'd have more fun watching an anime version of it.
Alita: Battle Angel, rated PG-13. James Cameron, one of the co-screenwriters of the film, in wide release, as is the romantic comedy Satirized in Isn't It Romantic, starring Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth. Amy?
Yeah, the big studio romantic comedy just came back, and here is Rebel Wilson attacking it for all of its cliches in a movie that I think is sort of fun. It's almost a good purging. Here are all the bad VHS movies that came before. Here's Rebel Wilson destroying them and making a case for romance, even if we're feeling a little bit cynical about knowing what's going to happen.
I think, you know, they're destroying the cliches, but they're also propping them up. And for me, anti-cliches are cliches just as much as romantic cliches are, if that makes sense. So I don't think that it really, you know, works on a rom-com level either as a pro or an anti-rom-com movie.
Isn't It Romantic, rated PG-13 in wide release. Todd Strauss-Schulzen is the director. Fighting With My Family is actually a dramatic film adapted from a documentary about a wrestling family, written and directed by Stephen Merchant. Peter?
This is pretty terrific and has a marvelous performance by Florence Pugh, who plays the lead wrestler in the film. It's about a family of wrestlers, and it's not a rock movie, even though he's in it. It's much more interesting than that.
Florence Pugh stars. It's rated PG-13, the ArcLight Hollywood, AMC Century City. Lords of Chaos takes us into satanic metal underground. Amy?
Yeah, this movie is pure metal. You might know this true story of these rockers from Norway who burned churches and murdered each other. This is Jonas Åkerlund's take on it, and he does it with humor, and he takes the glamour away, and I really appreciate that.
Lords of Chaos, rated R, at the Fine Arts Theater, Beverly Hills. And finally, a chance for you to see on the big screen Oscar-nominated Best Animated Feature, Mirai. Charles?
A very charming story of a little boy learning to cope with the arrival of his baby sister through the history of his family by the excellent Mamoru Hosoda.
Mirai is in selected theaters over the course of the next week, rated PG. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.